or at one point that it was going to be her primary residence. Her lawyers have claimed subsequently that she quickly corrected that.
The indictment follows President Trump's public order to the Justice Department to prosecute political foes, including James. She won a fraud case against the Trump Organization in 2022. A restraining order from a federal judge is in effect for 14 days, blocking President Trump's order sending National Guard troops into Chicago. Correspondent Nicole Skanga is following that.
We're likely to see an appeal from the U.S. government. But in the meantime, there were roughly 20 members of the National Guard deployed at ICE's Broadview facility for the first time. They will be temporarily taken off mission. And in total, there were 500 activated troops, including those from Texas, 200, and those from Illinois, 300. They're in limbo.
The Israeli government has now given official approval to the framework with Hamas for the release of all the remaining hostages in Gaza. Correspondent Nancy Cordes reports from the White House, if the Trump peace plan holds, it could be a major foreign policy achievement.
Israel and Hamas have agreed on a multi-phase plan before.
Phase one will last 6 weeks.
The closing days of the Biden administration.
It includes a full and complete ceasefire.
But that plan fell apart in March after Israel and Hamas clashed over terms for a permanent end to the war. 7 months since have seen some of the war's fiercest fighting.
People want to see this work. It's going to work. It's absolutely going to work.
Israel was expected to start withdrawing its forces in Gaza to a, quote, agreed-upon line as soon as the Israeli government approved that deal. The government shutdown here affects things you might not have known could be affected or even existed. CBS's David Chechter tells us that includes efforts to release black-footed ferrets and endangered species back into the wild.
Only about 300 black-footed ferrets survive in the wild, and a planned release of 400 more is now on hold with federal biologists furloughed. Fall is a crucial season for young ferrets to learn to hunt and mate before winter.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Severe from Vicks.
Sinex Severe nasal spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Severe instantly relieves nasal congestion and works 6 times faster than nasal decongestant tablets. The 12 hours of relief allow you to get back to the moments that matter without congestion.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Try Sinex Severe from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Macy's Star Deals Week is back. It's one incredible week packed with epic savings on the best fall styles. That means luxurious 100% cashmere sweaters are now just $79.99. The latest beauty from Shiseido, Mac & More, $30 off every $150 you spend. Plus, exclusive online-only daily flash deals and so much more. It's the one week you really can't miss. Macy's Star Deals Week is going on now. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
With Halloween comes controversy over some displays, and here's another one.
Some lights, some smoke machines. A lot of people think it's a projector. It's not.
Some neighbors aren't amused by a couple in Fountain Inn, South Carolina, who've made it look like their home is in flames.
People have called dispatch in to tell them that there's a house on fire, and they have to tell them, no, it's just Halloween.
Homeowner Amanda Riggins-Pedden.
We really just enjoy giving back to the community, and our Halloween themes are one of the ways.
She and her husband have also flipped an ambulance in the front yard with a skeleton popping out. They give out full-size candy bars from a real casket and offer a free pumpkin patch for picking. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
LeBron James will miss opening night of his record 23rd NBA season. The 40-year-old Lakers superstar will be sidelined at least until the end of October with sciatica, pain in nerves running down his right leg. James has not had a full practice since the Lakers opened up training camp. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, increasing clouds and lows in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, some clouds and showers in the morning, then maybe a little sun in the afternoon. A touch breezy with highs in the mid-60s. And highs stay in the mid-60s for the weekend, but mostly sunny. Currently 49 degrees.
Good for your touch. say to the open arms of the sea, yeah. Lonely riverside, wait for me, I'll be coming home, wait for me.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Today's big deal of the day. Warm up your fall at Adventures Brew Pub in Port Washington. From craft brews and shareable bites to hearty meals and stunning views of Lake Michigan, this is the spot to soak up the season. Cheer on your team, celebrate with friends, or just enjoy the crisp autumn air. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $5. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
the things that we've been through. You should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Scene that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Someone you can rely on, through thick and thin. Down on
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Jump for joy. Gonna run to him. Come on. Everybody's gonna want a dose.
Local.
98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Oh,